How long were you doing that job?
Basically, its success was about 3.5 years.
And that was when?
80 to 84.
Okay. And you, was that the amount of time you were involved in it?
Well, I was involved ahead of that.
Okay.
With wrestling. Then...
Well, I mean with Fritz's promotion.
Oh, with Fritz.
Fritz Von Erich and all.
Yeah, with Fritz. Yeah, I had come back from Chicago in 76 and started up with Fritz then again.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been out of wrestling and back in. And he said, Kai, why don't you do wrestling? I was at KVIL.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and so I said, okay. So we went over there, and that's Saturday Night Wrestling on mm-hmm. Channel 11. And then we, Channel 39 wanted to do something, and they needed some programming. And my friend Mickey Grant was over there, and he and I talked about how to do wrestling with the new technology, handheld cameras and this and that. And so he had the chance to do it, and he said, let's do a new one. And we all came together and put together World Class Championship Wrestling, which Fritz was a little leery of at first. And started off, we had to invite everybody from Channel 39 to come down to the first videotaping of it
mm-hmm.
because nobody knew anything about it. We needed a crowd.
And he put the iron claw on every one of them.
No, he didn't have to do that, Paul. They came willingly.
But it was a time that David Von Erich was emerging, and then Kevin came along. And the show started off slowly, but when, I guess a year, it was just amazing how it, everything, you know, it's like Friends or Frasier, all these really good TV shows,
mm-hmm.
when you get the right, or Seinfeld, you mm-hmm. get the right group of people together, and it clicks. And we had Jimmy Garvin, we had Gino Hernandez, we had other bad guys, Kamala later,
oh, yeah.
We had the Von Erich boys, and we had Chris Adams came in and was a good guy with them. I mean, it was a perfect mix, and it just blossomed and went. It went everywhere.
Now, when you got involved this time, because I remember one thing, and I talk about this quite a bit on the show from time to time, but before I had this gig here at The Ticket, I worked in pro wrestling on a much lower level. But I did your job as far as on TV doing the play-by-play mm-hmm. and then behind the scenes what they call the booker, which is making the matches and, all right, you're going to be mad at this guy because he said this about your wife or whatever. Always liken it to being sort of a bad drama coach.
Yes, right.
But one of the first things that I learned in wrestling is that it is sort of like old world mafia. I mean, I learned the secret handshake where you kind of give... I don't know. They might kill us for that, Bill. I don't know if we should even say what it is on the air, but you know what I'm talking about. There's a secret handshake in wrestling. When you go into a wrestler locker room, you give a certain handshake that lets everybody know that you're in the know and it's okay to pull back the curtain. And that's even now that the jig is up. I mean, you were working in an era where it was still what they call kayfabe. It was keeping the whole thing a secret. So my question is, when you come from the quote-unquote, you know, the legitimate sports broadcasting world and all that, into that, what were the first things that you learned in terms of, hey, we've got a handshake here. You don't talk about the outcome being predetermined.
Right.
How did they indoctrinate you to that?
Well, I learned that first in Muskogee on radio.
Right.
And then I came into TV, and I don't know. You know, somebody asked me about that the other day. How did you develop the style? I don't know. It just sort of happened. I just knew that the bad guys were the bad guys, and the good ones we were pulling for all the time. And I never wanted to know what was going to happen.
You didn't know.
I didn't want to know. Sometimes
okay.
I did know, but I didn't want to know because mm-hmm. I wanted to be surprised.
Wow.
And I figured if I knew, in my mind I knew that, and I might slip and throw it away. I also didn't want to know the real names of the guys because I had that problem once with a guy that changed his name, and I never could get that straight.
Oh, you outed him?
Yeah. By accident, yeah. So, you know, I don't know what some of those guys' real names were.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the... And I worked at it like it was as far as I'm concerned, I knew differently, but as far as I'm concerned, it was just a sports event, and somebody was going to win, somebody was going to lose, and there were extenuating circumstances, and the officials were, you know, pretty good, but sometimes they made a mistake. So I went with the whole thing just like sports. I mean, just like legitimate sports. And that's the way I played it. I played it, Fritz and I talked about it, and I played it as a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Hart always referred to me as the journalist.
Oh, yes.
And he's a good friend of mine, and he and I had these constant battles all the time. And the greatest one with him was when Fritz and he were going to wrestle. And, you know, he has a limp. He got hurt in a plane.